Welcome to the Sparky Life Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Lamella, and here we create the sparks in our lives. Join me on this electrical journey where I highlight skilled trade tales and construction career opportunities with those I've met along the way. Thank you for joining for Trade Tales Continued. Today's guest, Bobby Bono, is all about having fun. Can you tell? This is my kind of people. This union sprinkler fitter from Massachusetts breaks down what a sprinkler fitter is and does, what successful leadership looks like, and the importance of creating a positive work environment. I came across Bobby's reels, and if you haven't checked it out, pop on over to his Instagram. I'll have the info in the show notes. His reels will definitely inspire you to laugh and loosen up at work. But having fun is just part of the bigger picture. Bobby shares how to create a happy, healthy work environment. And leading by example, Bobby takes great pride in training his apprentices. They are the building blocks to the industry, and their performance ultimately reflects your leadership. Bobby gives sound advice for any apprentice walking into this industry. He says, if you're dealing with disrespect from a journeyman, don't be afraid. Stand up for yourself. Let these ball-busting experiences be opportunities to show your crew what you're really made of. After listening to Bobby passionately talk about being a sprinkler fitter, you just might want to become a sprinkler fitter yourself. Welcome with me, Bobby Bono.
Hey!
Yo! Sorry, I was getting water.
No worries, no worries.
How are you?
Good. I literally just got home, so I've got my high-vis gear on.
Oh, nice. Awesome. How was it?
Just enough time to wash the face, you know? I totally love your reels. They're so much fun. You've got a great sense of humor, and we definitely need more men representing the skilled trades of your caliber. So I'm here for it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm trying.
You're doing awesome, man. Seriously.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so this is pretty cool what you're doing. There's not a lot of skilled trade podcasts.
No, there's not. But I didn't know. So Dope and Tape, is it a show live? Is that what you guys do? Because that's what I've seen.
Yeah, it's a live show.
Okay. Okay.
And then obviously once it's not live, then it's kind of like a podcast form.
Bobby, where are you from?
I'm born and raised in central Massachusetts. I've been working in Boston for about 10, as long as I've been in the union, so about 10 years now.
Nice. I lived in Mass for 3 years in Brookline, and I loved it.
Oh, okay. So that's like city.
Yeah, ish.
That's city-ish. Like I'm in, I'm out near Leominster, Fitchburg. I'm almost in Ashby.
Okay, okay.
So
okay.
I'm an hour west.
An hour west.
So, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've got nice open spaces.
Yeah. Well, we have like a little bit of acreage, and I don't have like neighbors that I can see. So
that's nice. That's nice.
Nice and quiet. And then I go into the city where it's the complete opposite every day.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's great.
So were you in the union based off of family? Like, is it that dad's in the union or brothers, or how did you step into this?
It's a little bit different. I don't know anybody in the union. So my father, I learned under my father. My father passed away in 2014.
Sorry.
So I started with my father in 2007. I worked directly under him until maybe midway through 2011. The company we worked for, that he worked for a long time, went out of business.
Okay.
And so he was at the point where he's like, I'm just going to retire. I'm not going to start fresh somewhere else. And I went and I got a job like that same day. I love that so much because I went right to the rival company. And like we got laid off at like 6 a.m. on Friday, and I was like hired by 8 with the rival company, like in my rival gear, like, hey, will you guys take me on? So it's like, so I didn't miss a day, and Pops was proud of that. And so I worked at this, at another non-union company for about 3 years, and they would do prevailing wage. So if you're on a state job, a school, a courthouse, something that like the government owns the building, your wage will go up drastically.
Okay. Yeah,
And
because they've
so
got a match union, is that it?
they got to match the union pay. So
Yes.
the company I worked for did all of these jobs. So I was always the non-union guy on the union jobs, just getting tormented by these guys, like they, because
Probably.
they were mad that I wasn't union, but
Because
I
they
didn't
got their
have,
panties in a twist.
I didn't exactly, I didn't have the opportunity yet though. Like I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any family. My father was non-union. My grandfather was non-union. So I'm third generation non-union sprinkler fitter.
Right.
But I'm spending now 2, 3 years on all these union jobs to where finally the representatives were like literally at the bottom of my ladder one day. And I was young, licensed, running work right on the jurisdiction line of the union, like right on the cusp where it could have been their job. And they're like, he says, "Well, who's your foreman?" And I remember being on the ladder, I'm like, "I'm the foreman." And so then I talked to my father about it, and he's like, "You got to do it. Like, you can't pass this opportunity up." So obviously, I joined the local 550 out of Boston, 2013, 2014.
Nice, nice.
And so it's been great. The jobs went like 10 times bigger right away. My first day in the union was a high rise, and I had never been on a high rise before. On the exterior hoist, you ever ride on one of them?
Yes. It's
It's sketchy your first couple of times,
mad sketchy
right?
every time I say a little prayer, like, okay.
That thing just you're just waddling your way up this building. There's like 30 guys in this thing. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, and we like squish like
You
concrete
squish
in
in.
there, like a whole
Yeah.
bunch of shit that's way heavier than probably what it should
Got
be.
some guy driving a lift onto it. Like, just get me off. I'll take the stairs.
Yep, pretty much.
So then we're in the union for a bit. I kind of got with a company that wasn't too welcoming.
Aw,
Just
ew.
struggled through the, I came in as like the it's local 550, so they would call me like 549, and I was like backdoor Bobby. I got in like
Aw,
a
give me a.
like
See, I hate shit like that. That's nonsense.
it was tough for a couple years like that, but then once I went through my probation period and met a couple people, we're allowed to solicit our own work. So I called
Nice.
I called and asked like, if I could have a job because I couldn't work at this place anymore. And now I've been at this place since, and they got me in a van. I'm doing like mainly hospital work, like day work by myself, sometimes with a guy or two, but like in the hospitals in Boston. It's pretty cool.
Love it. I love it. Is that a lot of the reels that I get to see?
Yeah.
I love that.
The other aspect is that in the hospitals, I can't touch the valves. The valves are, there's a guy in the building, a maintenance guy generally, or they call him engineers, and he spins the valves. But then there's got to be a local 103 electrician that does the alarms.
Ah.
So there's a lot of moving parts. So people are like, they just think I'm fucking off all day taking videos. The building guy, the engineer, is on his way from a different part of the
Right.
campus. The fire alarm guy is calling the master box out, and there's like, I'm here, I'm ready, but like I can't
Yes.
do anything till all these pieces go into play. And then same thing when I finish my day up, and now I want to fill it back up. It's the same process. That guy, wherever everybody is, they got to kind of all the pieces got to come together. I'm usually like waiting
Yeah.
for an hour in the morning or for an hour in the afternoon, and I like to videotape myself.
That's typical in union. We call that hurry up and wait.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the ebb and flow because sometimes you just pounding, drilling away, you're under time pressure, and then other times chilling, waiting for so and so to show up.
Exactly. And the hospitals, it's even more hurry up and wait. If a patient comes by,
Probably.
you just got to stop, let the patient go by, like stop everything you're doing. It's a little bit different work, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the hospitals.
I love that you get to do the reels. I wish the contractor I was with I could do that. I'm on a government site right now, so.
So the advice I have for people that want to, oh, you can't use your phone.
No.
Oh,
No
not at
phone.
all.
No phone on premise. And they have like little detectors that they walk around with. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like we know what this is gonna be, guys.
I
Okay? It's
never heard of that in my life. I've never
yeah.
experienced a no phone job, or I don't know. That seems crazy, but I don't do any editing at all. My reels are scheduled. Like, my reels are scheduled to go off automatically. I got like probably 14 of them in the chamber ready to go. I make
Nice.
them at night, but I take the videos at work, but I use an Apple Watch with my Apple phone, and I start and stop the video so I can kind of just like prop my phone somewhere and then start the videos as I please and then edit them later that night or the next day. Or, I mean, sometimes I'm posting videos from years ago.
What do you use to edit?
Just Instagram.
You're so creative. Like I've fucked with it before, okay? Like, and I don't know how you get the way you get it, man. Like,
A lot of
great sense of humor. Great
screen
sense of humor.
recording.
Really? That's
Like
it?
screen record and like crop and like you do that a bunch of times and a lot of times it's like I see something that I like and I'm like, oh, I can make something like that with like a sprinkler twist on it.
Yeah. I see a lot of skilled trades because I'm in the community, like, doing reels and stuff like that. But yours in particular make me laugh. If you haven't noticed, I like to laugh. So that's why I'm like, fuck
I
yeah.
love it. I appreciate that. I try hard on some of them. Some of them I fire off with not much thought, and some of them I try really hard on.
Yeah. How did you come up with dope and tape? Where does that come from?
I had like 200 followers on Instagram forever, and I kind of just focused on Sprinklr last fall. And I met this guy Brian from Atlanta, who's Atlanta Fire Protection on Instagram.
Okay.
And we got invited on a couple little podcasts that were, trying to start up. And we said, let's do our own, man. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I put dope and tape on every thread, and so does he. And that's like a big controversial thing in our industry is that some guys only use tape, some guys only use dope.
Oh.
A lot of guys will do tape and then dope. And so I use dope and tape, and he does too. And I'm like, well, let's call it dope and tape then, like dope and. And so and that that's it. And we wrote and we went with it.
Very clever. I love that. I love that. So break down what exactly dope and tape is, because some people aren't gonna.
It's basically a thread sealant. We do a lot of threading, black iron pipe that goes into a threaded fitting, and you put pipe dope, or they call it pipe sealant or thread sealant, and a lot of guys will just put that on the threads, and then you make it in, and that will hold the leak. But I want the Teflon on there as well because that helps it over the years to not ha anti-seize. It's almost like an anti-seize, so you can take it apart 40 years from now. It won't be all locked up. But
Wow.
it's also another means to just seal those threads. And so, yeah, every piece of sprinkler pipe that's threaded has probably dope and tape on it, or one or the other, depending on the fitter.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a true craftsman that you want to make it top-notch, long-lasting. I love that.
That's it. You got to take pride in your stuff, right?
Fuck yeah. Too often, do people get complacent. Yeah. And it's a shame.
I show up to a lot of places where it's like just shoddy work, and you're like, how could you sleep at night?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm so excited to see your stuff and a lot of the material that you talk about and what I've seen from your show. It's very positive energy. You've got a great mindset. You're talking about things in transformative leadership, which is ideal. So, like typically in construction, we've got very transactional leadership, which is proven to be not very successful, but yet totally don't understand the value of elevating the environment. They've got this like old school mentality, like, I had it hard, so, kind
I hate that.
of. Yeah, that's not.
Awful.
Can you imagine what the construction industry could do if we embraced that mentality?
We're gonna have to soon because like the old timers, there's only so many old timers left, and the young, I don't know in Virginia, but there's not like 18-year-old apprentices anymore. I don't have an 18-year-old apprentice in a long time. Like the apprentices coming in are mid-30s because
Yes.
they've already established their life. They're like, holy shit, this is a good career. I'm gonna join this career. It's not too late, which is not. And power to you. Anybody should join. Doesn't matter what age you are. But what happened to like the kids in high school that were like, I'm gonna be a plumber, and like they turned 18 and they became a plumber or an electrician or a sprinkler fitter. They're just,
They wiped it out from school. They don't know it existed.
it's crazy.
I didn't know being an electrician was an option for me in high school. I went to college. I didn't join it until my 30s. So for me, it was they don't have it part of school. I mean, what does Mike Rowe say? I mean, we erased skilled trades from high schools.
We did.
Foolish. Absolutely foolish.
The high school I went to, we had a vocational section. It was part vocational, so I was able to, and no vocational school in the country has fire protection or
No.
sprinkler. Like you could have the best vocational school anywhere, and it'll be plumbing, carpentry, electrical, HVAC, automotive, auto body, culinary, electrical, but they're not going to have ever. So I went through the plumbing trade just to learn about fitting allowances and the run the machine and pipe wrenches and stuff.
Clever.
So I was ready when I was 18.
Wow. That's excellent. Excellent. You had a great mentor. You got lucky there.
Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah. He's
and I realized
fantastic.
that in the beginning, I had it really good, obviously working for my father. When I made a mistake, I definitely heard about it, but it was still, he was teaching me a lot. He taught me everything. And
Right.
then once I went with these guys that I don't know for the first time, then it's like, why is everybody such an asshole? I'm like, what? Like, my bad, dude. I didn't know. I'm still learning. That's why they call me an apprentice, right? Like, fuck, do you think I'm supposed to know? You're supposed to tell me. Now I know. Like, and so then I was like, I had this mindset, like, I'm in my 20s. Like, no one's going to scream at me. There's nobody
Yes.
that's going to say, I don't care if I'm an apprentice and you're a journeyman. I don't care if you've been doing this for 50 years or whatever since I've been in diapers. Like, you're not going to scream at me.
No, what gives you the right?
And that's, this is something that I tell is like, apprentices should stand up for themselves. You got to be able to take a little banter and a little bit of, I mean, I like to say breaking balls or whatever, but
Right. No, there's some camaraderie.
yeah, but being just disrespectful is just, and screaming at people, they're not going to work hard for you after that.
No, absolutely
The
not. Why would
hell?
you?
You think they're going to be all pumped up to go bang it out after you just screamed at them?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They've done studies on this. I've spoken on the podcast about this. If you tell somebody, "Wow, you're really organized and you pay attention to detail and I really appreciate that about you." Even if they are not organized and don't pay attention to detail, they'll then start becoming more organized and detailed because they want to level up to that. They want
Their
to
brain
present
heard it,
that.
and their brain just like,
Yes.
we're organized. Just
Yes.
tell yourself if you want to be something, just say it,
Yes.
and let your
Yes.
brain get it up there and start working it in. Speak your future. What do they say? Speak your future.
Yeah, 100%. We must talk about your amazing mustache. Okay, that's
You
pretty
like
fucking
it?
awesome. Yeah.
I use this Death Grip wax. This Bone Crusher Death Grip wax. They actually have a huge sale on Amazon right now. This is not sponsored. But it holds good.
They
It
should totally
holds good.
sponsor you, dude. Like,
It is,
fuck.
yeah,
Did you
come on.
contact them? Were you like, yo, check this stash out,
Check out the
guys?
stash.
Yeah.
They did share me.
Oh,
They
good,
shared the
good.
stash, so that's
Yeah,
so I've the mustache, I'm kind of like breaking into like this little mustache community right now, which is a little bit funny, but I made it like I got my face put on this mustache page, and then like all these guys would these killer mustaches started following me, and like I got all these sprinkler fitters like, oh, that's awesome, how much is that threader? And then someone would be like, dude, sick mustache.
yeah.
Like, yes. It's definitely a conversation piece.
For sure. It's a great style. Great
I
style.
appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So you realized while you were going through the process, when you moved on from working with your dad, that the environment was not ideal. And you decided you're not gonna let some person speak to you in a disrespectful way. How did you handle that?
Oh, I was like the, I'll just be honest, I was like the mouthy know-it-all apprentice. And like if you screamed at me, I was gonna step into you and I was gonna scream back. And if you're gonna throw me off, throw me off. Like I'll call the boss and let him know I'm not gonna deal with disrespect. I'm trying to learn. This guy's not a good teacher. He's belittling me,
Right.
and that's the vibe that I had. If you wanna be an asshole, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna cower down. I'll be an asshole back. Care if you're I don't care what your age is or what, like you can pick on me as an apprentice and do like the funny little tricks and everything, but if you're gonna actually be demeaning to somebody, I'm not gonna put up with it. Nobody's gonna scream at me. I hated that when people would raise their voice, like what the hell, I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, I hated it too.
And I knew that like I was a much better worker, much more efficient worker when I was like when like people were chill.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course.
Like when we're all just like buddies and everyone's here, we're all here. Like I showed up for the same reason you did, to put sprinklers in the ceiling. So like let's just do it. Show me how. Don't
Yeah.
scream at me. And so it goes a long way when you run work and you just treat people nice. Like start the day off, ask them what they had for dinner last night. Don't be like, fucking, you're doing this and that today and we're behind schedule. Be like, what's up? Like, what did your wife make for dinner last night? What
Yeah.
did you have for dinner last night? Start it off with like, hey, how are you? You got a few minutes before the day starts.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to these people. And if you have a grumpy old man that you're working for, I tell the apprentices, like, just crack into him. What's he into? Is he into four-wheelers? Is he into like his RV? Is he got like a
Smart.
big sick truck? Just find out what he likes and just try to bring that up. And then bam, you'll snap him right out of that like old disgruntled construction worker guy. I had it hard, like you said.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing how positive attitude is so contagious?
It
Like,
really
once
is.
you hit on it with someone, then they just all of a sudden flip.
Like, I've gotten apprentices before that are really good. And they show up on the job. You've never met them before. Maybe they're in their third year. They're really good. And you think to yourself, like, wow, who taught you?
Yeah.
Taught you did really good. And then you get like that shitbag apprentice that shows up. You're like, dude, like, what have you been doing for 3 years? So now, which reaction do you want other journeymen to have when you send them your apprentice? I want my apprentice to like make us both look good,
Yes,
so to speak. Like,
yes.
I'm teaching him, so you better teach him what you know, so when he goes on to the next guy, he can impress people and not just look like a body with arms walking around and neck down.
Exactly, but this is the thing. When I'm on site and I hear journeyman bitch about apprentice, they're like, they're just not teachable. They're just not teachable. I'm like, actually,
Actually.
actually. And when like my local is, saying so many drop out. And, it's really, really hard to get through. I'm like, no, it's not really hard to get through. They're dropping out because the environment's toxic as fuck. And the journeymen don't want to teach. So guess what? Nowadays, people aren't going to put up with this shit. As wonderful as the skilled trades is, because it's absolutely nothing, no other career like it. No other, you use your mind, you use your body. It's, in my opinion, fucking magical.
I
Okay.
agree.
But if you are surrounded by such toxic, negative, belittling, demeaning, and then on
Ugh.
top of it, you're not being taught anything. You're just like, go use a broom, go stand in the corner, organize the materials. You're gonna
Yeah.
organize the materials for 3 years? Like, what the fuck is
Yeah.
that?
Yeah. Like, let me do something. I would find something to do. I'd climb up the ladder and drill a shield and I wanted to learn. I was just trying to, I worked with all those people, the nice ones, the mean ones, all that. And it's like you always work better with nice people.
Of course, of course, of course. I think that you gave excellent advice regarding finding what sparks that journeyman, get talking on that and get him
That's
to
it.
flip the switch. Whenever the guys are complaining, oh, they're at work or at work, I'm like, nobody gets to do what we get to do. Yeah, but
Oh, right.
we fucking command electric. I mean, we manipulate that shit. Like, do you
Right.
understand
Yeah.
the power? And then they
Yeah,
just totally like start
if
getting into it, you know?
you can make that grumpy old guy laugh.
Yes,
Huh?
yes, yes. And what about you? You basically are lifesaver.
Life
You're,
safety. Yep.
yeah, fuck yeah, man. You're the
Life
hidden hero.
safety.
You
We
are
try.
the
Well,
hidden hero.
we're trying to like let more people know about us. We need, just like your trade and your industry, we need like young and able bodies to join and start. They say that I posted something. I think I said the average age 20 years ago was 30,
Yeah.
32 in the industry, and now it's 42, the
Yeah.
average age. So like, and then another 20 years is going to be 52. The average construction worker is 52.
I recently heard that they were arguing the stats on the 40, that they were saying it's even.
Higher?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, when you look at the jobs and you just look around, oh, there's no. I'm 34. I'm still like the youngest guy.
Yeah. 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 I came into the trade late and I'm still younger than everyone on my site. So it's wild. It's wild. And I mean, I'm a firm believer that if we get back to our roots with skilled trades in America, our economy is just going to come back banging. If we're not building things here, if we're not creating things here, the country is useless. You
Right.
have to build from within.
Made in America.
Right.
We need some more made in America stuff.
100%. 100%.
Factories, everything. I try to buy American everywhere I can.
Same,
It's
same.
tough. It's
It
hard.
is. It really is hard. It shouldn't be
They
that
want you buying from not America.
I
It's
know, but
crazy.
we're gonna lose craftsmen and we're gonna lose creativity by constantly outsourcing. When you're forced to make it yourself, you're always learning. You're becoming, innovative. You're making something bigger and better. And why shouldn't our country be doing this?
Right. I agree.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get into it, how do they start? Where do they go? What do they do?
I would take the name of your town in Google, and then I would put fire protection after it, and I would hit search, and then I would go apply. So wherever you live in the continental United States, Canada, whatever, type in your general county area, a popular city right around where you live, and then put fire protection or sprinkler after it, or electrical or plumbing, and then you'll see, wow, there's a sprinkler shop that's like 5 miles from my house. And then just go like apply. Be like, I want to be one of these trades. There's also, we had on the Dope and Tape show is this company called Blue Recruit. And they have an app that's set up like a dating app, and it's free to the user. And you put like your name and your area and your skills, and it will show you available jobs in your area. I'm
No
pretty sure.
shit.
I want to say bluerecruit.co. This is another non-sponsored. But those guys are great, and I'm pretty sure you could put any trade you want and find it. And it's free. It's free. You just set up your profile, Blue Recruit.
I love that. That's great. So, what do you love most about what you do?
Just like building, like the thinking, and then the planning, and the being able to build it, and you're like putting something together that works, and you test it, and then like you walk away. I love it all. Like the interactions and the relationships, and then like the building part of it, and just planning and how all the pieces come about. And on a commercial job, it's like whoever's the highest, and everybody kind of, you got to work with everybody. And the damn carpenters always want to put their walls up, and then everybody's screwed by the sheetrock. And
It's drywallers. There's like a little like hidden enemies in a way. Like,
for real,
drywallers.
they put up walls, and then you guys just like drill a bunch of holes in it, and
We'll make a box, right, for our whatever's going in there, and we'll go and we'll tell the drywaller, don't go over the box, and then we'll come back anyway over
No, yeah.
the box. And so you'll have guys just hammer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hammer saw. Not my job. I love that part of it too. It's all great.
Yeah, it really is. How can people reach you? Where can they go?
So where I'm reaching the most people and active the most is Instagram at Blue Collar Bobby. I also have a Blue Collar Bobby TikTok, which I'm not as active. I'm not as good at TikTok as I am on Instagram.
Hey, all the platforms, all
That's it. And then,
the
so we have a live show, Dope and Tape, my partner Brian and I, who's on Instagram at Atlanta Fire Protection. And that's just a live show for fire protection professionals. It bi-weekly. It runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. And you can comment live and watch live, or if you can't watch us live, you listen while you drive on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
It's fucking awesome. I've listened to it. You don't have to be in the industry to watch and enjoy. I learned tons of shit that I had no fucking clue about. And
I
I
appreciate that. Thank you so much.
enjoy the banter between you guys. It's a good
Oh yeah,
vibe.
we all pick. Yeah, that's how it should be on the job. Is there's like it's fun banter, and you pick on each other like as you would pick on your buddies. But we had electrician on, a couple electricians, a couple plumbers, because you guys are all on the job with us. And yeah, if you wanted to come on, you can come on. We'll set that up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I always ask, what tool is in your tool belt? What's something that you've learned in your life that you bring with you every day to help you achieve your goals?
The flashlight.
Just gotta bring that light when it's dark.
I guess just discipline to get up,
Discipline.
right? Because like motivation runs out.
So, how did you get your discipline?
Like when I started in the industry, it was so easy. I lived in the basement. My dad would just bang on the floor. He would stomp his foot, and that was like the time to go. And I was like, that was the best time. I didn't have to have an alarm. I'm like, whenever we're leaving, he like. Sometimes I'd put my clothes in the truck the night before so I could kind of just roll in and like go back to sleep. He would drive. So then I guess when I had to start waking up on my own, I think I missed work like once or twice, and just that feeling of that, like not waking up and not making it in, like I had like that guilt feeling that I just like I'm gonna get up. I'm just gonna get up and get there. So I think like the hardest part of everyone's day is going vertical is what I say. And like you're laying down in your comfy bed, but to get verticals, like that's the hardest part of your day. Once you're standing up, right? It's just all easy after that.
Hey, that sounds about right to me. I love it. I think that's great. Just get vertical.
Just get vertical, right? And then like it just after that, once you're then you're up. Now I'm up. But it is nice like laying there and not wanting to get up.
Did you get that from your dad? Did he help you with the discipline, do you think?
He never used an alarm.
He just automatically.
Like would just get up at
Wow.
every like at that he just knew, I don't know, internal alarm.
Yeah.
I have it because it's there on the weekends and I'm trying when I like everyone's sleeping and I can sleep in, like all of a sudden I'm up. So I know it's there, but I'm still like nervous to really put it to the test, you know?
Yeah.
I got like probably five alarms that go off on my iPhone, like in 5 minute intervals just in case.
Me too. Me too. But
You'll
I'm.
snooze the one and then you're screwed, right?
Yes.
Oh
I'll snooze the
shit.
one and then I'm screwed. And I'm also like paranoid. If I'm on time, I feel like I'm late. I like to be early. I like to be prepared.
That's like like the grumpy old man in the industry. Like if you're on time, you're late, right?
Yes, they all say
Like
that. They all say that. I do it
dude.
because I'm anxious.
I never understood. Like they want you there half an hour early. I'm like, but like I'm not getting
Do
paid to
nothing.
come in here and open your gang box. Like if we were to like clocking in, they wouldn't even let me in.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
100%. But I'll go for my own personal stuff. Like I'll go and like study code in my car, chill, like that kind of thing.
Well, it's usually like traffic too, like traffic and parking. Do you have trouble parking?
Yes, and traffic. So when I'm if I'm early, I don't deal with any traffic, and so that helps, right? And I can find parking more easily.
Right, exactly. As soon as you make it past that like threshold, there's no parking. Awful.
It
So you
is.
have
It
to pay for
is.
parking?
No, not where I'm at.
Yeah, so Boston, you're always paying. Yeah, like I'm in the van now, but before that, like you're paying $20 a day to park.
Ouch.
Yep. And
Ouch.
that's like every union across the board is probably paying like average $20 a day just to park and go to work.
Man, that's hard for an apprentice.
It really is. And so then they'll play the meter game, and if they screw that up, then they get a $40 ticket.
Oh no. Ah, it's
I used
cruel.
to, I, well, if you just park at the meter, like they're not going to ticket you every day. So the trick is like park at the meter, don't pay it. And then, like, if you get a $40 ticket once, it's kind of cheaper than paying for it all week.
Oh,
If you were
wow.
going to pay $20 a day, or if you were going to put
Yes.
the $12 in the meter, or whatever it works out to, is like, well, maybe I've made it weeks without not getting a ticket. So,
Fucking clever, man. Fucking
do
clever.
you
See
like
this?
scratch tickets? It's like a scratch ticket with parking. You
Exactly.
might waste $20.
But this is what I love about skilled trades. I feel like there are so many just genius people in the trades because you have to come up with clever ways of figuring shit out. You never have what
Really?
you need. Like,
No.
it's MacGyver.
I always end up going right to the electrician's stockpile. Like if I'm missing something, like oh, these guys got it. These guys got the bolt that I need. Guaranteed, they got like 12 sizes of them.
You make friends with the Sparkies, or are you just
Yeah.
sneaking
Oh
in?
yeah. No, I make friends with them, but it's still always like if someone's there, like hey, can I get it? But if they're not there, you're like, well, I guess I'm gonna go. I'm going digging in there on their cart. Hopefully they don't walk up. My bad, guys.
That's definitely a union thing.
Yeah, we gotta all borrow. You give me a beam clamp now, and I'll pay you back later.
Scavenger hunt. It's called the
That's
site
it.
scavenger hunt.
So you guys, did the scooters take over? Did like the little scooters take over for you guys? Where
We got
people park far away
everywhere.
for free, and then you got these construction guys that just all on scooters in the morning. It's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome. I want so badly to video it and just put like one of those like circus themes in
Oh,
the
you should. Oh, that would be great. You got to get it.
Oh man. Thank you so much for coming on and spending time with me. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I
So
appreciate you inviting me. Thank you.
yeah, for
I
sure,
had
for
a good
sure.
time. I love talking shop top. Shop
Yeah.
talk. Shop talk. Tongue twister.
Thank you for joining us. If you felt a spark in today's episode, I invite you to write a review. I'd love to hear what lit you up. Take what resonates with you. And if you'd like to hear more of the Sparky Life, please subscribe, like, follow, and share. Until next time, creep sparks in your life.